It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Sophie Risk. She's a two-time national championship lacrosse player. In fact, in the 2024 NC2A National Championships, she was the MVP. She's also an All-American as well. She played for the University of Tampa and had quite a stellar career on the athletic side. We'll talk about her athletic career and why faith is important to her in her everyday life. Sophie, welcome to Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much for having me.
First obvious question, when did you pick up the stick and you found out you had a love for lacrosse?
I always say I've born with a stick in my hand, so everyone in my family played and my parents and everything, so I've been playing ever since I was 3 years old, so 18 or 19 years now.
Now, you had a great high school career, but I find this interesting. I think you're the youngest to ever commit on this show to, that I know of, to a university. You committed in eighth grade, am I reading this right, to play at the University of Maryland?
Yes, I did.
Well, talk about that. How did you make that decision? Were your parents more influential in that decision? How did that young of an age that you knew that you were going to go play for the Terps?
I think just at that point in time, lacrosse was my everything. And again, at that point, this was quite normal. So coaches were reaching out and talking to girls in eighth grade, trying to get them commit and everything like that. And actually, I was getting looked at in seventh grade, but my mother chose not to tell me until eighth grade because she thought it was a little too crazy. So we waited until eighth grade, and Maryland was always my dream school. They were the best, so I wanted to be a part of that legacy, and I've always dreamt of being a Terp, and thankfully Kathy Reese gave me that opportunity at a very young age to do so.
Now, I'm thinking when you're in high school, you know, when you're a freshman in high school, most students don't have no clue where they're going to go to the university or college. And you're just in casual conversation. Yeah, I'm going to the University of Maryland.
Yeah, so it was definitely crazy, but something that I definitely don't regret at all. And then they actually ended up creating a rule about September of my freshman year of high school where you can no longer talk to coaches or commit or anything like that until September 1st of your junior year. So I got to get it in before that rule changed, and I'm very blessed to have done so.
Well, you did, in fact, play for the University of Maryland, and you were there, I believe, for two seasons. I think you won a Big Ten championship there, and then you went into the transfer portal, and you decided to go to the University of Tampa and play for the Spartans. Let's talk about that decision process going from the Big Ten, now going to the University of Tampa, where you have a new coach, new culture, but you're still continuing your lacrosse career.
It was definitely a very big decision in my life, especially just being committed since eighth grade. It was very hard to let that part of me go. It felt like I was really losing a piece of myself, and I was a little worried that my friends might look at me differently or think of me differently, whatever it may be. Thankfully, though, I had God by my side and my family, who all were very supportive, and my friends were very supportive of me, and Tampa ended up being the school that I ended up choosing, obviously. And I'm, again, very blessed to have gotten that opportunity. I got to play under an amazing coaching staff and got to play for a chance to end up winning national championship. So It was perfect.
Yeah, I imagine that would be a tough decision because you grew up in Baltimore, which I failed to mention, and you're playing in your backyard, and now you're going to, Florida, and you're, you know, whole different climate, and obviously your parents don't live there. So, but you acclimated very well, and you on the lacrosse side, obviously you won two national championships. So that was certainly a highlight of your time at the University of Tampa. And talk about your experience not only on the lacrosse side, but as a student athlete, making friends, and just being acclimated to a whole new campus and a whole new college.
Yeah, it was definitely a very tough time, a little nerve-wracking at first, moving so far away, and I actually didn't know a single person on the team or really even in the area, so it was definitely nerve-wracking going into it. But thankfully, you know, the group of girls that I was with, especially my first year, were very nice and very welcoming. And they made me feel like I was a part of family as soon as I got there. So I was, you know, welcomed with open arms, which was great. So luckily, like, very blessed to have gotten a family out of it. And as the years went on, we've gotten even closer. And it's just amazing to come into a group of girls that is like that, because you don't get that everywhere.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Sophie Risk, a two-time national champion at the University of Tampa women's lacrosse. And she was also an MVP of the 24 NC2A National Championship. Just concluded her stellar career at the University of Tampa, now into coaching. And I want to talk about the national championships. I mean, that's the goal of every team, right? When you set out to ultimately to win a national championship, and nobody does except one team. So that goal came to fruition now once, but twice. Talk about the team itself, the chemistry, you being a captain, and why these teams were so special at the University of Tampa.
Yeah, absolutely. I think something that is very special about Tampa, that especially coming from me, you know, who has transferred and been at two different schools, and I've gotten to see the ins and outs of two different programs, Tampa truly is a family-oriented program, especially coming from a group of girls where we had, you know, a roster of 48 girls at Tampa, and at Maryland, we only had about 32. So definitely a large group of girls, but we all got along so well. And I know every single one of them would do anything for me, and I would do the same for them. And it's not just something that we say because we think it sounds good. We absolutely love each other. And then just the program, you know, is so big on, we have this mentality saying, which is, hungry dogs run faster. And it's something that we truly buy into. We do everything at practice. So we are literally blood, sweat, and tears. We are battling day in and day out. And then after we won the first time around, we knew that we had our set. We had it set for the next year. We knew that we had to do it. There was no other option for it. So we just came in and wanted the same family to come back that we could, and take the new girls in and treat them the same way that we were all treated before, and just really show them the groundwork that we laid down the year before and just continue to get it done.
Now, I want to talk about you as a player. I noticed that on the highlight reels, you like to shoot from the outside, from distance, and you do that quite well. And that's kind of a rarity in a certain sense. I mean, it's, you know, not many players are good from distance or on the outside rather than the inside. Talk about how you became so comfortable shooting from far out and being so accurate as well.
I think it definitely just came from my family aspect. So my dad grew up coaching me. He was my first ever coach, coached me all the way through high school. And he always challenged me to shoot from an outside. I mean, him playing lacrosse, obviously men's lacrosse, they tend to shoot from the outside the majority of the game. So growing up, my dad always kind of encouraged me to do so. And then my brother played lacrosse, so I always wanted to be like my big brother. So throughout my time, whenever we would practice together and mess around together, is always just trying to beat him from the outside. So I think that's just really what got me set in that way. And then by the time I got to college, it just kind of was my trademark at that point. So I figured, why stop now if it's working?
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting with Sophie Risk. She's a two-time national champion in lacrosse for the University of Tampa. Now, your goal scorer, assists, but when it comes to ground balls, draw controls, turnovers, what did you take pride in besides the getting points for your team?
I think my biggest thing was just trying to be that supportive player for everyone else. So yes, there was moments where I had great games and I may have had 6 or 7 goals, which is great, or multiple turnovers or draw controls. But some of my favorite games I've ever been a part of are the ones where I really don't have any stats, or maybe it's just assists. I think that's the most important thing. And it's something that's definitely overlooked a lot, is just doing what you need to do to get your teammate open so that they can get theirs at the end of the day. You know, as long as your team wins, that's all that really matters.
Now, we're going to talk more about your faith journey in the second half of the show, but I noticed after the national anthem, you would make the sign of the cross and have a recollected state and be in prayer. How did you start that, and who inspired you to do so?
My dad definitely has always encouraged me to grow in my faith. So has my mother and my siblings as well, but my father has always encouraged me to do so. So by the time I was getting to college and realizing how thankful I really am for everything that God has given me the grace and honor and glory to do and to finish. It's just always nice to take that moment just to thank Him and pray to Him just before I get out there on the field and get to do whatever it is, whether it's good, bad, win or lose, no matter what it is. I'm just thankful for every single opportunity He's given me.
You know, sports, we always talk about the performance and the goals and everything, but it also teaches us about life. And we go through so many different things as athletes. We lose, we win, we have to deal with injury. But what has sports shown you about life in general?
I think just working hard for everything that's put in front of you and then also just being thankful for it because it can be taken away at any moment. I think that's something that's very overlooked is, yeah, we know we have to work hard, but that really goes for everything in life, no matter what you want. If you want to get to that highest point or that highest peak, whatever it is, or just the next step, you need to work hard day in and day out in doing the extra things. And then also just being thankful because you never know when it could be your last day, your last time seeing someone or talking to someone. So just truly being grateful for everything that you have.
Now, you coached at the high school level, now at the collegiate level, and coaches have to be motivational, obviously the technical opponent as well, teaching your players how to be proficient at that. But what is, now that you're coaching and you're giving back of yourself, what do you try to communicate to your athletes that you're teaching?
I think the main thing I try to teach them is just being hardworking, no matter what it is, no matter what your level is, whether you're the best player on the team or you're the worst player on the team, and no matter if you're having a good day or bad day, the mental aspect can be very challenging, especially, you know, when you get to a higher level. It's a huge mental game, and it's very easy to get down on yourself about the little things. So I think just teaching them that mental aspect and the mental toughness of no matter what you're able to give today, that is your best and that's all you can do. Just go 100% every single day. And whether it's, you know, the best or the worst outcome, at least you went your hardest.
Now, when you competed and you have all these individual accolades, and I could go on literally for the whole show, but then we wouldn't have time to talk to you, Sophie, so that wouldn't be a good thing. As a player, what were you striving for? Was it always to have your personal best, or are you looking to fit into the team and make them better? What is your mindset when you're going in to perform at an optimal level?
I think it's a little bit of like a double-sided almost. I definitely want to produce my best and I want to give it my all. And I think it's kind of goes back to the same thing I teach my players now is that my best one day can be whatever, 6 goals and 5 calls turnovers, or my best that day could be 10 assists because I'm doing stuff for my teammates. Mm-hmm. So I think as long as I'm just giving my 100%, that's all that really matters to me, because I know that if I give my 100%, I will have no regrets at the end of the game. And I know that I can trust my teammates to always give 100%. So at the end, we're going to win. So as long as I can do what I need to do to get someone open or get someone their goal, or if it's my turn to get my goal, whatever the case may be, just as long as I'm going in with a clear headspace of just working hard and being there for my teammates, that's all that really matters.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll continue our discussion with Sophie Risk. She's a 2-time national champion lacrosse player for the University of Tampa. When Blessed to Play returns, right after this.
The Catholic Church has entered a new era, a moment that will shape the faith of 1.3 billion Catholics worldwide. Dr. Matthew Bunsen, Vice President and Editorial Director for EWTN News, takes you behind the Vatican walls, unveiling the untold story of Leo XIV, the Church's new shepherd in Leo XIV, Portrait of the First American Pope. Available now for pre-order from EWTN Publishing. Visit EWTNRC.com to reserve your copy and be among the first to discover the man who will guide the church into its next chapter, Leo XIV, Portrait of the First American Pope.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Sophie Risk. Quite a lacrosse player, folks. In fact, she won two national championships, natties as they're called, for the University of Tampa women's lacrosse. She was a national championship MVP. She had a stellar career at the University of Tampa. And I could, like I mentioned in the first half of the show, I could go on and on about her stats. They're long, they're good, and they're something that could take up a lot of time. So we're just going to continue on our discussion about who she is as a person, since we talked about her athletic performance in the first half of the show. Now, you grew up as a cradle Catholic, and I know faith is important to you. I gave an example of you making the sign of the cross and saying a prayer before after the national anthem before your games. But talk about why faith is important to you, and did it come a point where you had to make it your own?
Yeah, absolutely. I think growing up in a family that has surrounded me by religion my entire life, it can be very easy to get a little kind of, I guess, mumbled up in it, and you don't really see it as something that you want for yourself. So people mm-hmm. can, you know, lose their way a little bit. And I think that thankfully, I don't think I've really lost my way, but I've had moments of struggle where throughout those moments, especially when dealing with athletics, it has brought me closer to God and made me kind of create a relationship with Christ on my own, and not only through my family, you know, taking me to church every Sunday. So I think just having my relationship that I built with him through athletics has truly brought me very close to him and made me share it with others as well.
And I think any person that's in a faith journey, so to speak, is going to go through highs and lows. And sometimes that faith is going to be tested, to use that word. And for you, it came in the form of injury. So everything is going great, right? You're performing at an optimal level. And then all of a sudden you get an ACL injury, a non-contact, and you go down, you know you're in pain. And it had to just cause something instantaneously in you that would make you question faith or why me even. Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a very big believer in, you know, everything happens for a reason and God has a plan. So we have to just put our faith and trust in him and, you know that in the end it's going to work out and he's going to lead us down the right path, no matter what that may be, no matter what we think it is or whatever. At some point it's going to become clear as to why it all happened. So in that moment of tearing my ACL, as you said, at really the highest point of my career, my fifth year for that as well, it was truly devastating. And the first thing I said literally after I hit the ground and grabbed my knee was, "Please, Lord, no. Why?" Mm-hmm. And I just remember screaming that and thinking that continuously. And it was very hard to understand why that was happening to me and why it even had to occur in the first place. It was very hard to deal with mentally and physically, but then also, you know, religiously. It was a very tough time. But thankfully, you know, after talking to my family and teammates and friends, and I've had so many people pray for me throughout that time. And I just knew at the end of the day, you know, God had this happen for a reason. He chose for this to happen at this time. And I just need to put my faith in him and let him get me through. And I'm so thankful I did, because it has brought me tremendous amount of opportunities now.
Yeah. I want to go back to even when you were playing, because, you know, faith was at the forefront of your life. In fact, you would bring your, from what I understand, you would bring your teammates together. I think before one of the national championship games, you would gather them for some time of prayer before you go out and play. How important was that in a leadership role, just to do that for your team and building chemistry and also helping the other girls on the team to show that you're just more than a player?
Yeah, I think that was something that I look back and I'm very proud of doing. There was one of our games at the beginning of the season this year. We were playing against Maryvale, and one of their girls got really badly injured towards the end of the game. And I brought my teammates together that were on the field, and I invited the Maryvale girls over to just pray over their teammate. So we did that in the middle of the game, which was great. And it made me realize how many more teammates I have that mm-hmm. are okay with, you know, sharing and talking about their religion in front of others, because I understand that not everyone is as open about it. And I want to respect that, obviously. But at the same time, as someone like myself, who's not afraid to talk about it and share who I truly am, after that moment of doing that and seeing how many people were so open to it, it made me want to continue that with my teammates. So especially, as you just mentioned, you know, before big games or national championship games, whatever it may be, just to have that time with my teammates to grow closer through our faith and through athletics, it was just something that I'm truly, truly grateful for.
What type of athlete were you to get prepared for a game? Were you the type of athlete who had to put the earbuds and get some music flowing, or is it more a time of quiet? You had to be recollected. How did you get into that mental preparation before a game?
Before my games, I would typically sit with my headphones on, but I always tell people it's not what you think. I'm usually listening to like slower music, something that, you know, most people wouldn't think of as a hype up song, I guess to say. So I was very locked in, quiet to myself, didn't really like to talk to people. And then I would usually go sit out on the field or in the stands, whatever it may be, wherever I was. And I would just pray before every game and just envision, you know, what I would like to happen throughout that game as well, and just envision the good plays and us winning at the end of the game.
Best to play Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Sophie Risk, a two-time national champion lacrosse player at the University of Tampa, and incorporated prayer into her preparation for athletics and also who she is as a woman. And I noticed that you're a criminology major, Sophie. Where are we going with that?
So the original plan was to be a lawyer and or work with the FBI. However, that is not the career path I ended up choosing. I think just after playing lacrosse for 19 years, I know that's my true love, and I know that I want to continue to be involved with that sport. And I understand that I could do that, you know, with maybe little rec leagues on my free weekends, whatever it may be. But I think my true passion has become coaching and sharing my love for the sport with the others and, you know, giving other girls an opportunity that I have had. So the new career path that I have been following is collegiate coaching lacrosse.
Well, a criminology major, you might be able to pick off the other team's signs now or what they're trying to go, right? You have that mindset, so you're looking in to investigate. So this might actually help you out in your coaching career.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, speaking of your coaching career, I believe you'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina now, coaching collegiate athletes. Is this something that you want to do, you know, if you can, for the rest of your life? Is coaching part of who you are now? You're in a teaching mode? Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Definitely. This is definitely something that I want to spend, you know, the rest of my life and my career doing now. I truly do love it. I've been coaching for quite some time. So, I mean, ever since I've been in college, I've been giving lessons or doing small group lessons, whatever it may be. And then I was coaching a club team for about 3 years. So I was doing that and then just helping out with camps, whatever it may be. And then I was blessed with an opportunity to be the head coach for a Christian high school this past year. So while I was in my own season and coaching, I was also the head coach for varsity and JV girls lacrosse team at Calvary, which was awesome to have that experience and to grow. And then now I got blessed with another great opportunity to be coaching at the Division I level. So truly amazing, definitely something I don't want to give up and I have a huge passion for.
And you also like to give back to inner city kids. I know you're a volunteer for Charm City Lacrosse, and you, like I said, you've reached out to inner city kids, tried to teach them lacrosse and just be involved in that way, in that manner. Speak about that and your propensity to help those who maybe, you know, are not familiar with the sport or don't have the means to practice it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just growing up in a state like Maryland, where it is such a hotbed for lacrosse, you know, it's huge. That's where, you know, a lot of the best players come from. And especially coming from my family, my background, where we don't come from a lot of money. So I didn't get a lot of opportunities as some of the other kids did. And, you know, I still worked hard and got to where I wanted to be. And I got to accomplish the things I got to accomplish because of my hard work. So I think growing up and having that experience of seeing others, you know, have things not handed to them by any means, but have things there a little more easily at their availability. I want to be able to do that with other kids who have, you know, less than ideal So to be able to go and work with Charmsley Lacrosse and work with inner city kids who don't have the money or the funds, or they can't, you know, travel 30 minutes here because they don't have a car, whatever it may be, and just share the sport and the love of lacrosse that I have with them. And then also just help them grow and help their lacrosse IQ and help keep them off the streets as well. I mean, in the inner city, there's a lot of crime going on and everything, so it's very easy for these kids to get dragged in with the wrong group. So whatever I can do to help keep them out of that, and then also, again, just share that love of lacrosse with them.
That's great stuff, and I think that by you doing that and being available and open with your time, that you're touching lives, not only teaching the game, but also inspiring these young athletes to go to greater heights as you did as well. So we have a couple of minutes remaining. Sophie, what do you like to do when you want to get away from the game of lacrosse and just chill?
Typically, I'm hanging out with my friends, usually something outdoorsy or some type of activity. I don't really like to just sit around. So usually I'm golfing or doing something like that just to stay active and hang out, or go to the beach and we're playing games or whatever it may be.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, Sophie Risk has been our guest, quite an athlete, a two-time national champion lacrosse player at the University of Tampa. She's giving back now through her coaching, through working with inner city youth as well. And Sophie, I know you are still fighting your ACL, and you're going to have surgery in the next few weeks. We wish you all the best with that. And thank you for joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Sophie Risk, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.